America is too dependent on unstable foreign energy sources. Our energy needs are as ubiquitous as the light of day. So disruption of our energy sources could have devastating effects on our economy. Energy security thus affects our national security. So America has a big energy problem, but America finds solutions to big problems. Led by FDR in the 30s and 40s, we beat Hitler to the first nuclear bomb by instituting the Manhattan Project. About a decade later, an American found a cure for the disease that disabled FDR. A decade after that, we rose to the challenge of Sputnik and put a man on the moon. Two decades after that, thanks to a good, hard American shove, we saw the empire that created Sputnik fall. I see no reason why we can't rise to the occasion on energy as well. Over the next weeks and months, I plan to hold more hearings on energy competitiveness, on energy conservation, and on oil, gas, coal, and alternative fuels. Other committees are working on this as well, and I want to acknowledge Senator Bingaman's leadership on the Energy Committee. He's doing an excellent job, and I appreciate all the work, and I know I speak for everyone in the Senate, all he's doing, and we look forward to working with that committee as well. We need to solve this problem, and we haven't a moment to waste. Today, we'll get a feel for the energy landscape from four key perspectives, from the states, from the science, from the street, that is, Wall Street, investment community, and security. What's the answer to the energy problem? I believe there are many. I believe that we should start with another Manhattan Project for energy, and today I'm introducing legislation to create an ARPA-E. That's not my original idea. Many have come up with it before, but I think it makes sense. Advanced Research Projects Agency for energy. An ARPA-E would be a new research agency to help our nation solve the energy problem that we face. The new agency would be modeled on DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, in the Department of Defense. Among the revolutionary technologies that DARPA produced are the internet and stealth technology for aircraft. DARPA has been a tremendous success, and I think we could do the same with an ARPA-E. ARPA-E and other energy efforts will help develop new energy technologies, and these will lead to new products that Americans can sell, both here in the U.S. and overseas. I believe that other answers to the energy problem lie in alternative energy, in renewable energy, in conservation, and in more efficient uses of conventional sources with strong consideration for climate change. We have a responsibility to address climate change. On alternative energy, I believe that we should keep moving on biofuels such as cellulosic ethanol, as well as corn-based. My good friend from Iowa here will certainly appreciate that. And I was pleased to see a cellulosic ethanol plant break ground in Louisiana just a couple weeks ago. I'd be even more pleased to see one break ground in my home state, Montana, which has abundant biomass for cellulosic ethanol production.